As they ate, Nameless took a moment to again focus on Volka in his mind. Even though he knew she wasn't in any danger, it had been a frantic couple of days. They were all eager to set out and had worked hard to finish thatching the roof and to make the necessary preparations to leave. It was because of their frantic preparations that they decided to take a break later that afternoon, especially after Sadie had informed them that she would be leaving the next day when they were returning from the market. The two empaths sat on Nameless's shaded porch, the sun hot in the sky. While they conversed, they watched Millie, Erica, and Ophelia in the field. Millie was happily grazing in the warm light, her jaw moving at a placid pace as she sat on her thighs in the long grass. Ophelia flew in loopy circles overhead, her diaphanous gown flowing behind her as she enjoyed the sun on her wings. Meanwhile, Erica was hunched not far from Millie, her wide-eyed gaze locked on the circling flutterby. The only movement from her was the occasional flick of an ear and her tail swishing behind her. Four girls, and the fifth out there somewhere. I would say that you are a lucky man, but honestly, it sounds exhausting, Sadie commented with a slight shake of her head. She was wrapped in a light shawl, her eyes half closed in the warmth of the afternoon, though the Ketch's behavior had caught her attention. Remembering how sore his privates were that morning, Nameless couldn't help but admit that she had a point. Do you have any advice? In the days since he rescued Nina from her darkness, Nameless and the older empath had grown closer, and he greatly valued her opinion. Heavens, no. I have never been with anyone other than Zalanth.
Really?
Does she seem the type to share? She chuckled.
No, I suppose not.
Nameless watched as Erica got up from her crouch and began to stalk Ophelia, freezing every time she thought she might have been spotted. What do you know of dragons? Sadie inquired, her eyes open now.
Just that they're very strong, and I guess they really like hoarding treasure,
he replied absently. His focus was on his Ketch's predatory behavior. She nodded at his words. You are partly right. They are amongst the most powerful of beings. But as for the treasure, well, dragons have no use for material things like gold or baubles.
Oh, the stories always talk about how protective they are of their treasures.
His voice trailed off as Erica froze again, her legs shifting underneath her, tamping the ground down to get a good grip. Ophelia had swooped over that spot several times in her somewhat random flight.
She is really protective of you. Wait, are you her, treasure?
Nameless managed to tear his attention away from his bondmates as he made the connection in his mind.
Very good, my friend. And she guards me most jealously. Don't think that I resent it, though. The love of a dragon is no minor thing.
Sadie allowed him a few moments to absorb the implications. Her attention was on Erica again, who was gathering herself to do something drastic.
Dragons are capricious, to be sure, proud and dangerous. And when a dragon bonds with someone, all of that intensity focuses on protecting and enjoying her bondmate. As an empath, you must be cautious if you ever encounter an unbonded dragon. She would likely try to collect you. And I'm afraid that they aren't the kind to share their wealth with other girls.
Sadie's voice cut off as Ophelia swooped near Erica, who then flung herself upwards with incredible dexterity. The winged girl gave a startled half-scream as the Ketch'a collided with her in midair, wrapping all four of her limbs around her legs and pulling her to the ground below. The pair was quickly lost to sight as they tumbled into the waist-high grass. Millie's jaw stopped working as she stared in astonishment at her bond sisters. Then she shrugged and returned to her grazing with a happy moo. Great peals of warm laughter erupted from Sadie as she listened to Erica and Ophelia wrestling on the ground. The Ketch's attack was expected, but no less entertaining to witness.
Like I said, exhausting,